Welcome to Highly Adaptive, where staffing and consulting leaders learn to outpace change. Hosted by Jeff Pelliccio and Aaron McKenzie, they'll cut through the noise to bring you practical moves you could use right now to grow, adapt, and lead.
I mean, when you think there is a lot of podcasts, but there needs to be another podcast. I truly stripped this down. There is a shortage of decision-ready resources that are out there. We're getting way too much BS, sales pitchy, you want to name it, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, we need another podcast.
In this episode, The Highly Adaptive Mindset, our hosts will offer you their background, passion, and set the stage for this channel as it moves forward. Are we doing this?
We're like actually doing this. It's happening right now.
I mean, finally.
What are we doing here now?
I mean, look, there are millions of podcasts that are out there. Does the world need another podcast?
I mean, when you think there is a lot of podcasts, but there needs to be another podcast. If you look at my inbox right now, it is insane. I'm drowning in different things in my inbox. I have an overflow. I'm searching. You don't want to know the amount of tabs that I have open even right now. But when I truly strip this down, there is a shortage of decision-ready resources that are out there. We're getting way too much BS. Sales pitchy, you want to name it, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. So yeah, we need another podcast.
You know,
you tell me.
I do agree. You know, especially I always say whenever I'm sharing information or insights with the community, like I'm the worst salesperson because I never position back to what I do. It's always about the information and education. So I'm with you, right? Things are way too pitchy. I also think like there's not a whole lot of actionable insights. So I feel like we get to a certain point and then you're kind of left like there's nothing like you need.
Like, yeah. Looking for more, like, where are we going? What's the actual, what is the next step I need to take here instead of just sitting?
So, I mean, have you run into these things where like you see like these very singular perspectives?
100%. It's like these little solos, a little snapshot, and I have no idea what the whole picture is. How is this supposed to connect? What is it supposed to do? And I'm in this total silo.
So let's talk about how we're going to bridge the gap, right? So if we're going to get people to listen in, chime in, subscribe, hopefully, right? Like if we want this to be a good resource, then how are we closing that gap?
Yeah, no, we have to do this because I think that this is important. I don't want to give anyone, I said BS before and I'm going to say it again. So no BS advertisement, only truth. I think we need, to your point, true actionable takeaways, like something that's strategic for people. Mm-hmm. And we need that multi-perspective discussions. Like it cannot be siloed. Like let's listen to different people within the industry, different voices. How can we bridge different things together and not just be in a tunnel vision? I think there's probably some other things that you could probably even add to that as well.
Well, you know, when you get into sort of the actionable items, like giving people things they could truly walk away and exercise those fundamentals. If we're going to provide advice, let's make sure that it's things that they can actually do in their space. And then I agree with you. I think multiple perspectives, oftentimes you'll have like maybe a given software company speaking to something again that is aligned with their features of their product, which it's fine. It's fine. I get it. But sometimes that lacks the overarching insight that companies need in order to make better decisions holistically. So I think making sure that our topics are holistic, that they approach multiple areas of the business and don't just speak to the areas that even you and I have our expertise in, but that we actually invite people in to bring perspective and really make this meaningful for people if they're going to spend 20, 30 minutes with us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's got to have that agnostic like perspective because I think that's one thing that we're missing. So it's not, so you guys are going to hear not us pushing a platform, not a vendor. We want to hear from everyone. And is this the right fit? And give everyone the kind of tools so they can be successful and make decisions on their own.
Awesome. Awesome. So look, now that we got some of the housekeeping out of the way, and yes, we are in fact doing this, let's like share with people a little bit about who we are. So do you want to tell people a little bit about your bio, your background, like who you are in the space?
I love it. No, this is always the part where I'm like, okay, what do people really want to know about me? So I'm not going to focus on the personal, but I'll get to the personal because you guys will know I do get personal if you follow me on LinkedIn. But quick snapshot, spent most of my career in staffing and technologies from one thing to another. My happy place, I can say, is truly the strategic side and helping executives and leaders, change makers, people that want to make a difference, really truly align their business goals and technology. I spend a lot of time with a lot of different people where we chat through tools, we chat through the future. So I originally got my start in sales. I don't think many people may have known that. However, I'm a people person through and through, but I really realized that technology was where it's at. And so I realized this is where I want to be. I want to drive efficiency. I want to help people. I want to educate. And so I'm excited to be here with you. Jeff, what's your background? Like, tell me here. Let's tell the people.
So what's really kind of fascinating is I've got a lot of experience in sales and then marketing, and then I've been in staffing now for over 10 years. But the interesting thing is I came from customer service. So much of my background is based in serving the community and making sure that people are happy and that they're satisfied and that things work and function the way that they're supposed to. And that carried over as I shifted into sales and sales management. I took a more consultative approach, right? It was about building rapport and building connections and building network before closing a deal. Not that long ago, what I think like 12, 13 years ago at this point, I got involved in staffing. They were looking for the nerd that can connect the tools and build dashboards. And so I entered in staffing with automation back then. And so I was building inside Salesforce and HubSpot. And now all these platforms now have all these technologies embedded in them, which is fantastic. And so, yeah, like it's been really amazing. I will say this, with this particular community, they have been phenomenal at welcoming voices into the space and providing opportunity to be able to share really good information and insights, which I'll also say like that community has given me the confidence to do something like this with you, you know? So I'm really excited about that.
I think the difference on that, and I think that's huge because I don't think any of us grew up saying we're going to be in staffing. We all have, I mean, I know for sure. I didn't even know staffing existed. So I think that having that voice, I think having this audience being able, we all have different backgrounds and bringing it, I think this is huge. And so this is why I love going into this with you as well, because we do have different adaptive backgrounds and changes and where we can bring our different insights to everyone here.
That's awesome. So you do a lot in the community already, right? Like talk about some of the things that you've done across the industry, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, one thing that's been important for me, and if anyone has not tuned in, you can always do so, but I have a passion for bringing technology partners together. We've been doing an entire technology webinar series of bridging the gap between technology and staffing firms and making it truly educational. How can we bring different insights? And we always leave the audience with one takeaway. What can you do right now? And that's a huge passion in the community. And I know for you, Jeff, you do a lot of mentoring and working in the industry, whether it's with SIA or with American Staffing Association and so many other organizations. Like the community here is so important to me, as I know it is for you.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's been a great journey to find your own individual voice. Like, how do you bring value to the community? But then I started having a lot of fun in doing these more collaborative elements or hosting panels where you take the things that you know and allow them to stretch into spaces that you have limited insight on in order to create a lot more value around it. So it's been pretty awesome. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoy education. Like it truly is a passion of mine, seeing the development of ideas, concepts, people, businesses. It's incredibly rewarding for sure.
I absolutely love that. So let me ask, because I think everyone's going to want to know, what's our mindset? What is our progression? Where are we today? What are we bringing to our team here?
So it's interesting. In trying to sort of define this space, right, in order to kind of define, even like picking the name was brutal, but in defining the space, you know, I wanted it to mean something for the people that are responsible for engineering the success of an organization. And so
why do I think for the people, by the people? But
but truly, like there are so many moving parts, and that, you know, you need a mix of all of them. Like, I know that we tend to crap on like people who are reactive. And listen, you can't stay in a reactive mindset indefinitely. It isn't a very productive one. But you need to react a little bit, but you also need to be proactive too, right? So like pulling those worlds 100%. Together and letting people see like, you know, how educating them on how they can observe, test, and measure the things that they're seeing, feeling, and try to like help them identify solutions on the way out, you know? So making sure that we're serving up that reactive, proactive transition period.
When I think that like the reactive side actually allows folks to become proactive, because you have to react to different situations, whatever it might be, and in life in general. And then once you do react, it allows you to have a proactive mindset so you don't have it happen again. So you're always thinking forward. And I think that's such a key aspect. So I think that's huge. And then with that, which is our core, is really being adaptive, that learning, the growing, the evolving, like what's worked, what's not worked, where do we need to pivot super quickly from that adaptive personality and adaptive kind of just mindset overall.
Yeah. And I mean, look, if you thread it just right, the goal here is to get into more of a predictive element, right? Where you're consuming the right amount of resources, you're consuming the right information, you're testing things in the environment that you have with your ecosystem and your people and your process in order to figure out what does that look like for it to be successful in your organization. I love this like mindful kind of process and solution finding that fits into your ecosystem, your tech stack, your people, your process, like all of your things.
I think that's huge. So basically, if I'm summarizing, because it's what we're all saying. So reactive, which will also drive proactive, being adaptive, and then eventually getting into a truly predictive mindfulness and mindset for all of us.
Yeah, I think that's really the name of the game. And I think that sets a really good tone for what people can expect when they come back.
No, I think this is good. I mean, having that mindset is going to help us build, help us drive, help everyone one step at a time here.
True, true. Well, while we are this far into this first episode, I also do want to do a quick call out. So just to take a moment, you know, the All Things Staffing brand has definitely emerged. It's finally live and available. And they're producing some fantastic reports. It's called The Current. It's done on a weekly basis. They're doing a lot of curation and consolidation of information. There are some predictive elements. It also sources information across the web as it relates to the topics that are important to that particular report. And so if you are looking for a quick 5-minute digestion, that report is available on allthingsstaffing.com every single Monday. And like I said, it's about a 5-minute read. And if 5 minutes is a bit too long, good news. In LinkedIn, on the All Things Staffing page, you could subscribe to that newsletter, and that actually gives you a summary, so you can basically get everything in like 2 minutes or less. So definitely subscribe to these things and make sure that you're staying ahead of the curve.
I think that's great. And you guys, The Current truly gives you lots of current information, and it is something I subscribe to and highly, highly recommend. So allthingsstaffing.com or LinkedIn.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. So I think now that we got some of our housekeeping out of the way and we set the stage, let's talk about segments, because I think as people come in, the goal of this for me anyway, I want to make sure that we're rotating segments in so that that way we're contextual, we're hitting things at the time that people need it based on the timeliness of the information, but that we also feed them some evergreen concepts. We bring in some experts. So let's talk pillars.
Yeah, let's do it.
Want to dig in? Let's dig into like education. So if education is a pillar of ours, like what kind of things do you hope that people will be able to get from us? Let's even talk, maybe even some topic ideas.
Yeah, I think that's probably good, because when we kind of go back to that mindset of like reactive, proactive, I like to do what was kind of our quarterly look back. So what have we learned from the market? What have we learned from the industry? Where are we going moving forward? So I think that's something that we'll bring from an education standpoint. And then I know one other big thing, which we do see a lot if you don't subscribe to the SIA industry analyst kind of newsletter, then this is something you might not see, but you also see it in a lot of other spots, but M&A activity. So all those mergers and acquisitions, brand transitions, what's happening in the industry. I know there's a few other things. I know Jeff that falls under education I'll let you share that we'll bring to the table here.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we're already in this time of year. So as you get towards end of year, annual planning is significant, right? So making sure that you're coordinating your efforts, evaluating where it is that you are and trying to project out where it is that you want to be tomorrow. I know that the past few years have been really challenging. So like making sure that we provide some information on growth funnels, client experience, and even maybe like misconceptions or misnomers as it relates to different elements that interact or interface with your organization. So again, really good, clean, powerful information, good insights that don't have any sort of pitch to them, but are just simply sharing information to make sure people are better. So now if we go from there, then I think another segment, another piece that we were talking about doing was perhaps like industry networks.
100%. I think industry networks is going to be key for us. So all of the different partners that we work with that are out there, I think it's good for people to know what is available. So we'll definitely chat through chapters, events, all of that that's coming up. So I think that would be great. I also wanted to bring something up that we missed on education, which is the topic that I think all of us talk about every single day. And I think will be good for everyone listening is also around AI and that how do we strategically support AI within the staffing industry? I know we're going to do some segments on that. And I think that's something that people will definitely want to hear. What's working, what's not, how to use it, when to use it, all that fun stuff. But so to go back to industry networks, I mean, when we think about industry networks, we have so many, so we're going to chat through those, but also kind of a key thing is the events that also play in with that. So I know there's some upcoming events that we'll chat through as well.
And, you know, I know that like AI obviously fits in education, but it was a fantastic callback actually, because as we also think about certain interviews that we might be doing, I think it's really important to bring in executives who are already dealing with some of these things or may have resolved some of these problems for their organizations. So, you know, this could be things just like, you know, innovation. I'd like to bring individuals in that can speak to innovative change, change management, digital transformation, growth, even charity, right? Like making sure, once again, this is not supposed to be sort of a one size fits all. This is supposed to be like a fits all fits all. I want to make sure that we are providing insights that can really help and support organizations through each of the areas of their growth and their journey.
And I think that's key because right now we know that the staffing industry is going through its ups and downs. Hopefully we do show an up this year, but I think that it's also important to focus on lessons that we've learned when we've been in a down economy, right-sizing our business, diversifying into different industries. How do we leverage partnerships that we have and what are the right partnerships that you should be leveraging so you can also help yourself. So kind of just driving that value, the expansion and different things, I think will be really good for all of our listeners out there.
For sure. So speaking of listeners, once again, Erin, fantastic segue. So let's talk about who this is for.
Cute. Wasn't even planned on that one.
This is perfect. So who's going to get the most out of this? I mean, clearly, I think like executives, like anybody that is in sort of like those leadership positions, I think they will benefit a lot from the type of material that we're planning on bringing in or the individuals that we'll bring in as guests to be able to come in and have conversations. But who else would fit into the mix that would gain?
Yeah, I definitely think this is going to be key for some emerging leaders, really. So the folks that have been in the industry for a while, they're looking at taking that next step. Where can they grow? Or maybe they're in like a director role. They're looking at going into an executive role or they're getting onto a board. They're going into a C-suite. Or I think that also the change makers. Change makers that are out there within these staffing firms. And Jeff, I don't know, you've worked with a lot of different change makers at different firms as well. I mean, how would you describe the change maker?
So change makers are phenomenal. Those are sort of like, I feel like they're unsung heroes, right? Those are the individuals that are doing a lot of the work, but they're also exploring innovative ideas and they're trying to bubble them up, bring them to the surface. It kind of nestles maybe within the emerging leaders, but maybe those are individuals that aren't necessarily looking to grow into a leadership role. Maybe they just want to grow into a more senior, seasoned individual doing the things they're doing. Those individuals who really take their craft very seriously and really try to adapt to new changes and new environments and new technologies. And I think there's a lot of them in our space that we probably don't give enough credit to, but certainly are the individuals that are moving those stones uphill.
100%. And if you don't have it, like we always say, even like every day, I'm like, who's your change maker? Who's your change driver? So they are the key folks that are going to make even technology successful for you because they're going to help stay behind it or any type of process rollout, whatever you're doing as a leader. You want change makers on your side. So change makers, this is also for you. So we covered executives, emerging leaders, and truly the change makers. So I think that's perfect. We got it covered here.
Agreed. So look, let's just kind of do a quick wrap up, right? Because we're already a little over 20 minutes. So making sure we're being mindful of everyone's time. We are here to make sure that we're serving the community, right? Bringing really good information, really good resources in a quick, digestible, and hopefully slightly entertaining fashion. We have a highly adaptive mindset, right? Like, I mean, Aaron, you've had to adapt through a ton, especially in terms of technology. There's so much that changes. So bringing that to the surface, I think, is going to be really important. And then I think we're going to have some really solid pillars that are going to hold this whole structure up and really give a lot of form to what it is we're trying to do.
100%. So, I mean, definitely on the adaptive front, we're going to develop the mindset, the systems to adapt and eventually predict. So let's do this. I'm excited for next week's session.
That was the Highly Adaptive Mindset. Highly Adaptive will be back next week with another handpicked topic, so stay tuned. If this episode was helpful, share it with your friends and colleagues and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. While you're there, consider leaving us a review, and when you're ready for more industry insights, articles, case studies, and more, find it on allthingsstaffing.com. This episode was produced and edited by me, Jeff Pelliccio, and the music provided by Home Music Stock. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.